everybody, and welcome to the Katie Weaver Show. This is Katie. I'm your host. I'm so happy to be here. If you're listening live, I want to welcome you to the show. It is the 19th of August already at about 11 a.m. Pacific time. But if you're listening to an archive or a replay, I want to welcome you also. As always, I want to let you know you can find us over in the 1-2 Radio chat room on Facebook. So you can search for it, or you can just head over to 1-2 Radio, that's number 1, number 2 Radio, and click on the chat button, and you'll be redirected into the Facebook chat. So, easy enough, it's a private group, so if you've not joined in the past, you'll need to join it. Just how we keep our, you know, your comments you make in our chat room from showing up on your feed somewhere. So, that's how it works out. So you can come there. I also want to let you know I am live streaming this event from YouTube and Facebook. Just look for Katie Weaver Domestic Mystic and you can find me there. And I also put the live stream link to the YouTube feed over in the chat room under my banner, so you can find it there also. I would recommend that you do join the live today because I do have quite a bit of a visual presentation for you today, so might be something that you want to do. I wanted to show you that I did get my pendants listed on YouTube, not on YouTube. I got my pendants listed on Etsy. So I'm going to share my screen and show you. So these are some of my fused glass pendants that I've been working on. And I did finally get them posted and I'm thrilled about it. So I've got some pretty blues, some really, really cool greens. And then of course, a purple one that's left as well, and there'll be more coming, but this was the first batch and they are so pretty. I wish that the picture and the video I posted of each of them would do them justice. It honestly just doesn't. There's so much depth to them. So the way these are made is I stacked 10 layers of glass together in various colors, you know, that align with what I was doing here, and fused those together into a big stack. And then I busted all those up with a hammer and refused them into smaller pieces in different like angles and directions. And then some of those got broken and fused again. So some of these have been fused as much as like 5 times. And by fused, I mean they go into a kiln and they're heated to, for these, about 1550 degrees. Very, very slowly, and then cooled very, very slowly because glass loves to break. So we have to take really, really good care of the thermal concerns. Excuse me. I didn't get on the mute button fast enough. Rude. Sneeze right in someone's ear. Okay. Anyway, there's a link in the chat room for my Etsy, but you can visit that if you're interested, but those are one of the things that I've been up to lately. I have a whole bunch of Halloween designs that I've cut for stained glass. In fact, the spiders are done, but I forgot to bring them in here, so I guess next week. I have this really cool moon with a bat flying like in front of it. Looks like in front of it. It's a part of it. And we did something super cool with those because we have this amazing laser, like 100 watt CO2 laser, which is like crazy, way more than we should ever need. But here we are. And that laser will etch into glass. It won't cut glass. That'd be amazing. But it will etch into glass. And so we cut spheres or circles and we put them on the laser and etched what looks like the surface of the moon into them. And then I cut them and, you know, we're putting the bats in them. So it really looks like the moon and they're really freaking cool. So I will have those done to show you next week. But I'm super excited about those. They just turned out really cool. So lots of fun stuff. But the bigger news, of course, was my weekend. So I did go to Salt Lake City with my sisters to go to a Cyndi Lauper concert. That was what Christy bought me for my birthday, Christy and Rhonda. It's also what they bought Kara for her birthday. So show you. That's us. Rhonda was with us too, but she did not want to be in the picture, this girl. She had a t-shirt, but she refused to let us put any blue eyeliner or eyeshadow on her at all. Yeah, so we had a blast, and you guys, the entire concert was full of people that were dressed up like us. It was so fun. So much fun. And Cindy, my God, this is her farewell tour, and she was so amazing. Her concert is not just a concert, it is a visual art display. And she was fantastic. I just can't say enough awesome things about her and how much fun that was. But we were there for 3 days, so we did some fun shopping. Oh my gosh, at the concert, you guys, I saw something that I'm still laughing about. So you could rent, we were on the lawn of the venue, and you could rent these low lawn chairs, and Kara had done so. So I was sitting next to Kara. She was on one of these lawn chairs, and she, but she was sitting kind of on the outside of our group, so people were walking past her. And I turned to say something to her just as this girl walked up to her and turned. Like, I think she was trying to just kind of shimmy behind her to her seat, maybe. But she turned and just slapped Kara right upside the face with her butt cheek. And then just kind of rubbed her butt all the way across the back of her head on her way past. And when I tell you, the look on Kara's face was pure disappointment. I laughed so hard I cried. I couldn't breathe. It was so funny. Now, I mean, would I have liked that? Probably no. But seeing it happen to someone else, God, she wasn't injured or anything of the like. You know, it was just a little bump, but you know. It was straight up her complete butt. But crazy. People are crazy. Or maybe it's me. We also, right after we got there to our Airbnb, we decided, you know what, let's just rest a little bit. We'll order dinner on DoorDash so we don't need to go out. We'll eat, get ready for the concert, and go. So Christy was in charge of the DoorDash. And somehow, our house number 98, she managed to type 89 into. So we're waiting and waiting. We ordered from a little local deli, and she gets a notification that our DoorDash has arrived. So we open the front door, and there's no DoorDash there. So she looks at the picture that the Dasher had texted her and realized her folly that this went to 89. So we're like, oh no. Well, we look out and realize that 89 is across the street and down one. Christy sprints across the street and grabs that food off those people's step and sprints back to our house. She's running across the street with these two big bags of food. Oh God, it was so funny. They didn't come outside or anything. I don't know what would have happened, but anyhow, so that was wild, but all in all, the trip was amazing. We Salt Lake just got an H Mart. Have you guys ever been to, do you have an H Mart, first of all, or know what it is? It's a Korean grocery store, but it's so much more than a grocery store. It's almost like a little strip mall. Our this is a new one, and so they didn't have as much as they will, but there was a little Korean face care, like skincare and makeup shop. There was a little tea shop that was holy moly amazing. And it looked to me like there were spots where there'll be some Korean restaurants and other things like that too, a little Korean hot dog vendor and stuff like that. So that's coming, but it wasn't there yet. But the grocery store itself, my God, we were there for probably 2 hours just wandering. I bought so much stuff in there. We all did that. Rhonda had to play Tetris to get all of our stuff in the car to go home. But so if you do have an H Mart or if you've never been to one and can, do that. That was freaking amazing. Oh, it's glitchy on 1-2 radio. Shoot. Well, I'm glad you're here then, Tara. And Kev and Sid, thank you so much, you guys. Yeah, this is my new haircut. The bangs are something to get used to. First of all, this hair was parted for, like 2 decades, and so the bangs just keep wanting to part and separate. So it's kind of a daily retraining of my hair. Hey, Suzanne. Yeah, but I like it. I really like it. Honestly, my husband pointed out this is the exact same haircut you had in high school. Truth. Except for back then, I had to perm my hair because it was stick straight, and now I cut 3 inches off too, so it makes it curlier. But now with some good hair product, it curls up by itself, which is so weird. The older I get, the curlier my hair gets. So anyway, I guess I'm back to high school. Oh, Kev knows. Yeah, H Mart's amazing. And thank you so much. So I thought that it would be fun today to talk about the Pendle Witches. My first exposure to the Pendle Witches was a couple of years ago. I was doing these walking challenges. It's kind of fun. Like you buy them. And it's a walking challenge that you're supposed to walk a certain amount. You set a goal, like you're going to walk a certain amount of space every day. And as you know, walking sometimes can be a real challenge for me. And so I was trying to walk more. Probably should go back to this, but oh, anyway. It's okay. Everything is fine. But so I was buying these challenges, and basically you walk so far every day, and as you do that on their app, every time you hit a milestone, it opens up a new something. So I was watching the Pendle Witch Trail on the one challenge, and so after every milestone, it would open up another historical fact, picture, part of the trail until you walk the whole trail. So it's a virtual walk, obviously. And then you earn a medal when you're done with it. So I have a little Pendle Witch medal I should have brought in here. I mean, it's not relevant to what we're talking about today at all, except for that was my first exposure to the Pendle Witches. And I think it's a pretty amazing story, amazing thing. So let's talk about it. So that's the theme of Luminous today. And the show, obviously. So the picture here on the cover, I'm going to share a bunch more of those, but this is from the Pendle Sculpture Trail. So just put that in your pocket and we'll talk about it later. So obviously I called it the Pendle Witches because that's what we're talking about. Listen to me. It is almost September, which to me means spooky season has arrived, right? Am I right? I know I'm right. It is spooky season, by God. And so we're gonna dip into the spooky, right? Right, of course. Okay. All righty. Well, let's talk about it. So, Pendle Hill looms over the Lancashire countryside. So, this, of course, is in England, and this is a spot that has had a lot of lore for centuries. So the 1612 witch trials are what made Pendle Hill famous, but actually there have been artifacts found there that would indicate that this was the home of druids and really the old religion, the old magic for a really long time. This is a picture of Pendle Hill. Really, really beautiful place. So let's talk about the witch trials. So this was under King James I's rule, and he was obsessed with witchcraft, right? All of these evil women practicing witchcraft. Women did do healing, herbal healing, and things like that. Women did, some of them. They had wise women that would make charms and what you might consider a spell and things like that, but that was very much on the DL. But there was women that were practicing what some of these fools started calling witchcraft. But we also know that many of them were just innocent bystanders that just pissed somebody off, maybe made the wrong person mad through maybe no fault of their own at all, and would suddenly have a finger pointed at them. So, 12 locals, most of them were poor families that were just trying to get by, were accused of sorcery and hauled to Lancaster Castle for trial. This is Lancaster Castle. So, at the heart of the accusations were two matriarchs, a woman who was called Old Demdike, her name was actually Elizabeth Southerns, and Old Chaddix, her name was actually Anne Whittle. So both of these were women that were healers. They did practice in charms and herbal remedies, and both of them were feared by others for their tempers. And they had a feud with each other that kind of had people at each other's throats amongst them. And so people started blaming anything bad that happened on the two of them because of their fighting with each other and with other people. And so, of course, this is the historical record, so take it all with a grain of salt and some imagination. But the insinuation was that the neighbors had decided that these two had to be the reason that bad things were happening around there. And they were, of course, accused, as were 10 other people from Pendle. So let's talk about some of the women. So, of course, Elizabeth Southerns, or Old Demdike, she was blind and in her 80s. To live into your 80s in the 1600s that's pretty impressive. She was one of the most famous, quote unquote, cunning women or wise women of the area. She was known for charms and healing. She actually died in prison before the trial concluded. She was way too old to be drug out of her home. And also, you would think that her condition would tell you enough about whether or not she was, causing all of these misfortunes, but whatever. Anne Whittle, also Old Chaddix, she was known as. She also had a similar reputation, and she and Demdike have hated each other forever. But she also is poor and elderly and not up to much. She was convicted and hanged. Then Alison Device. She is Demdike's granddaughter. She was accused after a peddler suffered a stroke and blamed her for cursing him. She was young, they think probably only in her late teens or early 20s, and confessed under pressure. By pressure, we're probably talking about torture, abuse of women, if you catch my drift, things of that nature. Elizabeth Device, also known as Squinting Lizzie, she was Demdike's daughter. She was accused of witchcraft and condemned because of her appearance. She had a facial deformity and her poverty. She had a facial deformity, so surely that meant she was a witch, right? Jesus. James Device, he was the son of Elizabeth Device. He was just a teenager at the time. He was just caught in the crossfire. He also, in interrogation, implicated his own family and was executed. Jeanette Device. This was Elizabeth Device's 9-year-old daughter who testified against her mother, brother, and sister. This was an age where children were rarely heard from in court, but her testimony pretty much sealed her family's fate. You can only imagine what kind of coercion that Jeanette was exposed to or threats in order to say these things. There were others as well. Catherine Hewitt, Alice Nutter, Jane Bullcock, and John Bullcock. And these really were just people that somebody blamed because they were probably angry with them for whatever reason. Alice Nutter was actually from a wealthier family. The rest of these people were in deep poverty, and there was There had been a theory that they were mostly targeting people in poverty and wiping them out, but that wasn't always true, as in the case of Alice Nutter, because she wasn't. So after that, there just continued to be a lot of paranoia and people being extremely careful. It's so sad because we were talking about healers mostly, and people didn't dare go to a healer, nor did healers dare practice, except for within the confines of their own homes with their own families, because they couldn't without being accused of witchcraft. So if your stomach hurts and I give you a peppermint tea and your stomach feels better, that means I'm evil? Okay. But, we've seen it throughout history, how religion pulls this, how people in power pull this kind of stuff. We've seen it forever in different iterations, and this is just one of them. But there is a lot of lore about Pendle Hill and the energy there. There's all kinds of like walks and paranormal tours and stuff that go on there because people feel like they feel a lot of magical energy there. Bronze Age artifacts have been found there, and local folklore suggests druids gathered there because of the artifacts and from other writings and things like that. In the 17th century, George Fox, this was the person who inspired the Quaker movement, climbed Pendle Hill and had a vision that helped inspire that movement. Is this like a place full of vortexes or something? Sacred spaces? It sure seems like it. Now, some people say that it feels unsettling, heavy, and watchful. There's a lot of ghost stories about Pendle Hill, about spectral lights, ghostly figures, strange sounds. A lot of people feel like the witches never really left, that they still are around and watch this land. So, I gathered up some of the ghost hiding sightings on Pendle Hill. It is known as one of the most haunted places in England. And it's not just superstition. There are a centuries worth of people talking about chilling encounters they've had there. So, a phantom procession. Witnesses speak of a line of shadowy figures moving silently across the hillside, as if retracing the condemned witch's walk to Lancaster Castle. The shapes fade if approached, leaving only the sound of footsteps echoing on the gravel. Well, that would be something to see. The White Lady of Pendle, a glowing female figure. Now, she's usually seen somewhere between Barley and New Church. Some people think that she's Alison Device, one of the youngest, the teenager that was accused. They don't know, but a lot of people have seen her, the White Lady of Pendle. The Poltergeist of Malkin Tower. So, this was the original home of Old Demdike, was Malkin Tower. It doesn't stand any longer, but visitors to Malkin Tower believe that the site reports stones being thrown, phantom knocks, and sudden drops in temperature. They take paranormal tours in that area, and they call it classic poltergeist activity, restless energy tied to the infamous gatherings said to happen there. Pretty interesting. I'll show you. Oh, never mind. I thought I had a rendering of that home, but I don't. Sorry. Never mind that. Moving right along. Child spirits. Many people have seen child spirits around Pendle. Children's laughter. Hikers say that sometimes you'll hear giggles behind them on empty trails. Can you imagine hiking along and hearing a child giggling behind you and turn around and have nobody be there? Oof. A lot of people think that's Jeanette Device, the 9-year-old. And then just a watching presence. A lot of people who have been to Pendle or walked the Pendle Trail, climbed Pendle Hill, speak about feeling like being followed, discovering cold spots, sudden silence in the trees, flickering lights on the moors, things like that that people still see. Pretty interesting. There's a huge spiritual imprint there, or energetic imprint. So, from a psychic perspective, any or all of those things could be true. But beyond that, it's also very possible that some of the things that happen there, that the imprint of those continue to replay as well. But is it possible that some of the spirits that have been at Pendle over the centuries come back there? Are still there? Hell yeah, absolutely. So, for witches, pagans, and mystics, Pendle Hill is a place of mourning and a source of power. A lot of people visit Pendle as a spiritual desert, or location or designation. A lot of people that climb Pendle Hill just stand there at the crossroads there just to experience the feeling there, and I think to pay homage to the witches that burned and the witches that were hanged, because a lot of us see ourselves in them, you know? A lot of us resonate with that energy or with that experience. So, pretty interesting stuff. There's something else about Pendle that is really interesting, but my ice maker is making a horrible noise and I'm going to run turn it off really quick, so I'll be right back. Okay, sorry about that. That ice maker does a weird thing where it just starts to, I don't know. Well, it sounds like it's haunted. Perhaps it's from Pendle Hill. At any rate, I want to show you one of the other things that has happened at Pendle that is pretty amazing. So, one of the things that people have done there is create this art walk of sorts. It's called the Pendle Hill Sculpture Trail. And these artists have come together to create this really amazing space of all of these outdoor sculptures that people can go walk through and visit. And I wanted to share that with you. First, though, this is the top. This is the summit of Pendle Hill. That's what it looks like to look out over the landscape. All right. So, and this is from the Pendle Sculpture website. They say the fascinating true story of the Pendle witches is being told in stone at this visitor attraction. The Pendle Sculpture Trail has 10 ceramic plaques. Each has its own unique symbols, which represent the Pendle people who were hanged 400 years ago in the biggest witchcraft trial in this country. Families can enjoy finding the plaques as they are represented in a treasure trail style quiz to be hunted down and found. We also have a number of mythical creatures dotted throughout the wood. Each has a clue to give you. When you've worked out all of the clues, you can spell a name. There is artwork from lead artist Philippe Hanford, including a walking wall, an eerie tree that will grab you by the roots, and tumbling tree arches, as well as life-size witchfinder general figure and creatures such as bats and a spider. So I don't have pictures of all of them, but I have pictures of quite a few of them to share with you. It's just really freaking cool. This would be such a fun place to visit. So there she is. That's the Pendle Witch. from the cover. She is a sculpture there. This is the witch finder, of course, the authorities. And then some of the cool arches, the ways they've manipulated the trees or used the trees to make a part of a sculpture. This fairy coming out of the tree, isn't she cool? And you can see down at the bottom the little mushrooms that are trailing up the side of the tree as well. Here's a twofer. This is like a this is like a baby head or baby doll head with this kind of funky body with the four long legs. I think that's something you would see in your worst nightmares. But there you have it. And this cool little goblin troll guy. I thought he was amazing. No wolf. And duh, of course, a unicorn. The artist, my gosh, so gifted. A giant eyeball coming out of the knot of a tree. This, of course, is the a representation of the witches being chained up and marched off to Lancaster Castle. So I wanted to acknowledge the artists. So there's Felipe Hanford. He's the lead artist. He cr is credited with the life circle sculpture and two reconnected sculptures. Martin, ooh. Well, you do your best with that. Bednarczuk, close. He created the Witchfinder General sculpture, which is inspired by Roger Noel, who is the person who investigated the Pendle Witch Trials. Thank you, JR. Peter Naylor, he sculpted the Chained Witches, the one we just looked at. David Palmer, he created the Alice Nutter sculpture. Sarah McDade, she's created with the ceramic column and plaques commemorating the Pendle Witches. Well done, Sarah. Ben Gates, Bill, he created the magic chair sculpture. No, it's in Lancaster, England. Joe Escath, he sculpted the Wishing Widow and also produced a series of paintings for the 400th anniversary. Victoria Morris and Lee Nicholson collaborated on several, including the Black Dog, ooh, I called him a wolf, the Dryad, and the Mythical Unicorn. Steve Bilicek, he created, or Billuk, we'll say that, created three bats in flight and a spider on a web. So those are the people who contributed to the Pendle Sculpture Trail, but I just think that's pretty amazing. That would be quite the place to visit, I think. All right, headed back to Luminous. All right, over at ReFeminist History with Kelly, she and Lisa have been really studying water and water organizations and women, particularly, who have been warriors in the fight for water to be clean and free and available to all people. And they're continuing on with that today. This article is about water organizations that make a difference. And we need that, but really interesting. Just talking about more women that have fought for the change and are continuing to fight for the change to make water free, easy, and accessible, and safe to all people. But then also some more organizations that work for water that I thought was really interesting. Water.org, particularly, I found interesting, was founded by Gary White and Matt Damon. Good on Matt Damon, right? Pretty cool. So, anyway, be sure that you take a look at her article. And then, if you, right here at the top, there's a pink hyperlink that you can click on, and that will take you to the podcast so that you can listen to it and hear what they have to say. So good work, Kelly. As always, I love it. Okay. I arranged a spell for protection inspired by the Pendle Witches. So, what you're going to need is a small bowl of salt for purity and boundaries. Ooh, someone missed a bee. A sprig of rosemary for protection and remembrance, and a black candle for banishing harm. So, you're going to take the candle and put it in the center of your altar or your table with the salt to the left and rosemary to the right. And you will say, by flame I guard my spirit, by salt I guard my home, by herb I guard my heart. Then sprinkle a pinch of the salt at the threshold of your front door. Hold the rosemary sprig in your hand, breathe in your intention to it, and place it above your doorway or near your bed. And then sit quietly with your candle for a few minutes, envisioning a protective circle of light surrounding you and your home. It's simple. It's like the Pendle women would have been. And I thought that would be an easy one, a fun one, if you want to do a little work for yourself, for protection. Thank you, Maureen. Christy's energy exercise this week is the calm mind. Over at True Crime Squad, lots going on. A case we've followed forever, the Nicholas Alaverdi and Rossi trial. Nick was discovered, he was a fugitive that was discovered in a hospital in Scotland during COVID, intubated, and was they started the process of extraditing him back to Utah to face some sexual assault charges. And that's been going on. It took 2 years to extradite him. So we've been following this case forever. And that's because he did fake his own death here in the US badly. And then disappeared to the UK where he sexually assaulted more women and then was finally arrested and brought back. So anyway, his trial, his first trial in the US was last week and he was found guilty. So the second Utah trial will be next month, but we've been on the Rossi stuff for a million years, so very happy to see that one get to trial and to get a conviction. So, pretty cool. Good stuff. Okay, planet meditation. There's plenty of good meditations over there, or even just meditation music if you need something to listen to. And there you go. That is Luminous this week. Hey, Pam. So, if you have never heard of the Pendle Witches, or if you, or even if you have, I hope that I taught you a few things about them or got your wheels turning about some of those topics. That would be a bucket list place for me to go if I ever go back to England. I would love to go there. I don't know if I'd be up to, all that walking, but maybe I would, right? Never say never. But at any rate, I think that just looks like an amazing place to go. And pretty, I think it's pretty amazing that 400 years later they're still honoring those women and acknowledging that what happened to them was bullshit and that that was peak paranoia. Will it let us hope that things like that never return, but they really already have in some ways, throughout history. But demonizing people and starting this kind of paranoia, it's extremely dangerous. And look what happened there. And not just there, because we know there was plenty of women, millions of women killed over this idea that they were somehow practicing witchcraft. We also know what happened here in the US too. Sadly, I have a relative that was a part of the Salem witch trials, not one of the witches. One of the bad guys. Though later in life he did apologize and express remorse that he got caught up in that, but God damn it. Anyway, so interesting stuff. And I think for today, I'm gonna call it right here and give my jaw a chance to rest a little bit. So I do want to remind you that I am a professional psychic advisor over at onetolisten.com. You can find me over there every day, and I will be there for whatever you need. If you need a little extra help, if you need some energy work, I do a lot of energy work over there. I do a lot of animal communication. I do a lot of psychic readings, mediumship. So whatever I can do for you, of course, that is at onetolisten.com. And all you have to do is head over there and look for me, Katie Weaver. I'm going to show you my profile page here. Okay. Finally, there we go. That's my profile page. So you just come and find me, and then you can right down here where it says I'm away, all you have to do is go where it says call or chat to schedule an appointment. You can do a callback request or a scheduled call if you want to pick the time. And then hopefully that time works for me and I'll just approve it. If it doesn't, I'll suggest another time and we can get together on that. But that's the way to do it. Where if I was signed in, then there's just a link here that you would click to go to my get my deets to call me. So it's really easy. And then of course I have time-based sessions. You can look at those, but that's a way that you can just buy a block of time so that we know how much time we have to work with. Kind of a nice way to go. If we're not on sale, that's usually a cheaper way to go as well. So if you know that we're probably going to need 15 or 20 minutes or 30 minutes, or you have a sense of that, or maybe you're buying yourself a gift, you know, that you want to have a reading and talk for 20 or 30 minutes or so, a time-based session is a great way to go. The other thing you can do is the email services. And you can buy an email service from me that is either a video, a lot like this, where I speak just directly to you and do a reading for you, or just a written one. And that's the cheapest way to get a reading from me. You can do a one question email reading, which I will or energy work request, and I'll respond to that and do that. So there's a lot of ways to connect, and there should be a way that works for everybody, you know. I hope that's true. But I'm always over there to help you. And again, if I'm not, just do a callback request and I'll get back with you as soon as I can. So easy enough. That's how you do it. Well, I want to thank you all so much for being here. I'll be back next week, same place, same time. You've been listening to The Katie Weaver Show here on One Two Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world.